Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. All right.
Oh.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me and for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us a little longer because our good buddy Tom Markle is back with us. Tom is a member of our Brain Trust, outstanding representative of the financial community. And he's the founder and the CEO of an outstanding resource called iBank, iBank.com, which is an outstanding website that helps to put that marries up small businesses with financial sources, with funding, capital sources, banks and leasing companies and things like that. And he's been talking to us for a couple of years now, 2 or 3 years now, about how you and I can do a better job of getting the capital we need. And boy, howdy, if there ever was a time when we need Tom, it's right now. He's back with us. So, Tom Markle, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You know what? We need you, Tom. If there ever has been a time when small business owners need Tom Markle, it's now. Well, How's it feel to be so wanted and needed, Tom?
Well, it's finally, you know, I got 4 kids and they don't need me anymore.
Yeah, I don't get as Rodney said, I don't get no respect either. But in my career, in my life, and professionally, which goes all the way back to, you know, my first recession, as I've mentioned many times before, was 1969. And in my career, I've never seen a capital market, a financial sector, in the kind of disarray that it is in right now. Have you?
Well, it's just not even financial. It's everywhere, Jim. I mean, we're seeing this in restaurants. We've got a handful of dogs, and about every other year we've got to replace our carpet. So we have our consummate guy, you know, calls us up and says, "It's about time to replace your carpet in the living room, isn't it?" And anyway, I went over to him, and he's got big rolls and discounts, and he says business is off 40% in the carpet business. And
wow.
And, you know, they carpet every apartment building, and they got rolls in massive warehouses, and you know, you buy it right off the rack, and he says, "Yeah, we've let 8 salesmen go and 10 installers," and he says, "We're off 40%. And then we went to a restaurant the other day, and you could shoot a cannon through the place. This is going to be one of the, you know, good quality restaurants. And he says, "We're off 40%. You know, this is the one time that it's kind of crossed all the, you know, all the barriers of all the industries to me.
Well, every sector has its problems, but I really do believe that the thing that's different about this one, because we've had stock market crashes, we've had, you know, high unemployment, we've had high interest rates, we've had, you know, big, you know, serious recessions before, and right. I've been through a bunch of them. But the one thing that is different about this one is that the marketplace, whatever opportunity there might be out there that would depend upon credit is not available right now like it has been. I mean, even in the other recessions I've been in, if you wanted credit and you had a good credit record, you know, or if you were trying to put together a deal, you could find somebody to put the deal together for you. I heard the other day, what was it, big merger that happened. Merck tried to acquire another company or vice versa, and they had to go to 5 banks to cobble together enough financing for that deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we, back last March 17th, you know, the day Bear Stearns melted down. St. Paddy's Day. You know, we started seeing, we had about 81%. We did $4.5 billion of posted loan requests on our site last March. And
wow.
Today we do over $9 billion.
Wow.
So we've doubled the amount of people who are looking. Now, that being said, 81% of all those who, of that $4.5 billion last March, were connected to a lender.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's just around 39 to 42.
Wow.
Now, we've doubled our business. So,
you know. But you're having to work hard. You're having to work harder to get that, make that happen.
Well, we're working harder to make that happen. But we're working really hard on the network side, trying to find the lenders or the private investors or the hedge funds or the credit unions that will do the deals. But I'll say this, that I think we've gone back to sanity underwriting, which is what scares people.
Right.
We've gone back to the five C's of credit.
Right.
You know, that cash flow and collateral and character and community and collateral and and credit
coverage and all that. Yeah,
coverage. Yeah, and we've gone back to that underwriting, which is really kind of prior to 1997.
Right. Well, it's the classic. It's the thing that we've always known was a key to successful risk taking, and we went away from that, and that's the reason why we got the problems we've got right now. Hold on to that thought. Tom Markle and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, hey.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl, and I'm glad you're still with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff, including checking out my blog, which we update on a regular basis. I write all that stuff, so I hope you'll check it out and see and leave a comment. Tell me what you think about what I had to say about various issues that impact our small businesses. And, of course, my newsletter, you can subscribe to it there. You can find thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff there. That's an 11-plus-year-old website, folks, so check it out and use it to your advantage. Tom Markle is on our website. He's well represented in many places. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years. Founder and CEO of iBank. That's iBank.com. Tom, you were telling us about the credit market, and we were talking about how, in my opinion, things are different now. Do you see any easing of credit out there? Does it look like maybe things are easing up a little bit and credit is flowing a little bit out there now?
Yeah, you know, I think I was mentioning maybe the last show that we've gone from about $4.5 billion a month in requests last March to about $9 billion a month in loan requests for small business this last month. And you know, if you took a look at the credit kind of cycle, Jim, or the credit kind of the snapshot of credit in the United States, about 30% of the people in business have a credit. And that's probably a 700 score or better, 670. Mm-hmm. You've got about 40% of the people who drop down to the low sixes, and then you've got the other 30% that are doing something below that. And then if right now we're seeing about 40% of those who post their loan in our system get connected with some sort of lending source. And, you know, so that's really the 30% that have the real A, and then 10% fall between the B and the C cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people that have good credit and have collateral and have cash flow and have character, I mean, they can access money all the time.
And if they know what they're doing, they can go to their local independent community bank or local credit union and get that money, can't they?
That's right. And they've got a source. Their own bank may have said, "Wait a minute, here, we're not going to extend any more credit." But I mean, the banks are overfunded. I mean, let's just face it. They all have cash. It's not a matter of do they have
cash.
That's right. They have lots of depositor money. It's very cheap right now, and you know, but they still have the issue with the making a loan and losing the money.
Mm-hmm.
And if they lose the money, they're going to lose the bank. And now that the Fed and everybody's got this golden eye on all the bankers, they can't take any losses today.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any credit opening.
That's
up.
One of the reasons the big banks aren't lending money right now.
They don't need to.
Well, they can't, because I mean they've already got they're already overloaded on toxic assets, so they don't want to add potentially another one, and of course every loan they make has a potential of not making it.
Well, they thought that by putting $350 billion in taking these toxic assets off the books of these banks that they would go back out and lend again.
That actually didn't happen, though, did it, but Tom?
Well, it's not that it didn't happen. It's that they still are under the radar of making a good loan. I mean, and now today, when you talk to these loan officers that were in the yesteryear, it's these five C's of credit now.
I mean,
this guy has to be golden, or this gal that owns a business needs to be gold.
And by the way, folks, I've written about this. If you want to go look for that, the C's of credit on my website, you can search for that in my articles. Tom, I know you've written about this, too. You probably got some resources on iBank.com about that, too, don't you?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's that's pretty – you can go almost type in anywhere, the five C's of credit. But it's basically you've got to have the banks need three to four ways to not take the loan back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about that, I said you got cash flow. You need a 1.2 to 2.2 cash flow coverage on the debt. Cash flow, that means to cover the debt. You need collateral of 2 to 1. It used to be you didn't need any collateral. Collateral, that's just some assets, guns, boats, planes, jewelry, cars, houses, inventory, accounts receivable, that sort of thing. You need credit. You mean to have
but,
good
But, Tom,
credit.
That's what worries me about the future of banking for small business, because more and more of our assets are not serial numbered assets.
That's right.
More and more now and in the future, more and more of us are leveraging intellectual property more and fixed assets less. And I keep asking banks, guys, how do you file a UCC on a website?
On a radio show.
Yeah, and exactly, exactly. welcome to my world.
You got customers, and
they don't know how to, and they don't know how to do that. And see, my question, I keep asking this question, Tom: when are the 21st century bankers going to show up? I have a bank that I do business with, and they've taken care of me for years, but they're loaning me money on my character and my past performance. They can't file a UCC on my website.
Well, it's interesting. We have a friend of ours that's been designing software programs for the major car industries, and we're talking Audi and Renault and Porsche.
Yeah.
He had his lines called. He's been in business 18 years. He had his lines called. He's never missed a payment. He's solid as a rock, but he doesn't have any assets to do coverage. He doesn't have the home and all that to cover the lines that he had, because he's got 150 employees. And they've just pulled his lines because you're in the car industry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, even though he's solid and never missed a payment, that's happening all over the place. That's something to watch out for, folks. Tintail right back with Tom Markle after these messages. We're going to see if we can get some good news out of him after this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, little Steely Dan, bringing us back. Tom Markle is our guest. He's the founder and CEO of iBank.com. Tom, tell us how we can do business with you.
Well, I, as a matter of fact, I'm in the process of writing a paper called "In My First 100 Days If I Were President." And in my first 100 days if I were president, I would create the Small Business Disaster Recovery Fund at the SBA. And I'd seed it with $1 billion of capital, and have every small business be able to get $1.5 million of capital, up to that amount based on these criteria. But you could borrow that at 7 years, 5% only, interest only for those 7 years, and then at the fifth year you'd be able to start amortizing the principal for 10 years and due in 7. And I don't think the taxpayers would have a single nickel out of their pocket, and the reason is because we know 50% of the businesses will fail over that 10 years. However, when you take 5% over that entire pool, you pay back about 75% of that $1 billion, or about $500 million, or we know half of the people would pay it back and half will survive.
Right.
and we'd know we'd get about half of the other half back because of interest only. So that's about $750 million.
But look at the economy that you'd be creating and the new opportunities and the jobs that would be created.
Exactly.
And the taxes that would be paid.
Well, that's right. You have now people having dignity. They're now back to work again.
But see, you're talking supply-side economics, basically, Tom. And the new government we got doesn't like supply-side. They like government-side spending. They want the government... they got demand side. They think that we ought to be building roads and highways. We ought to be putting these people together, or to work, I should say, building roads and highways, not working for small businesses.
Well, you know, I think this administration is getting the wake up call, and the fact that, you know, small business is the recovery. It's not because we've got to be hiring the people the big businesses just laid off. So, one, we need a disaster recovery fund. That's very important, that we get a low interest rate, not a grant, a loan. Mm-hmm. And that way it's not taxpayer effective.
Right.
Two is every business will go out and do two things, hire people and buy products.
Right.
I call it the P&P. That, they won't pay off debt. They'll go out and spend money to bring in
And they sure
people.
Won't spend it on themselves. I know them because I've asked them that question before.
Oh, yeah, we're the last ones to get paid.
Yeah.
And then they'll buy products to support the new person. So I think the second thing we really need to do is give incentives, tax credit incentives, to the small business for hiring and training seniors, service disabled veterans, people unemployed, at-home workers, and we need to, as small businesses, be able to understand the remote worker, the part-time worker, mm-hmm. the senior, the service disabled worker. We need to help these people understand how to become productive and have dignity in the workplace, because we'll lower crime, we'll increase the amount of dignity and honor in people's lives.
And every time there's a blip in the economy, we won't lay off 20% of our workforce either.
Right, because we're thinking about human capital is far more important than cash capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can get if we can have the government and private enterprise work together to create an honorable, dignified, respectful place to go to work every day. Then we're thinking about how to build a lifetime of capital for our kids and our kids' kids.
Right.
And I think the third thing we really need to do is provide incentives to purchase equipment. So how do we get equipment, the computer, the desk, the chair, the telephone, in the hands of these workers so that they can help businesses do selling, do customer care, do the service, manufacturing? What I mean, we're, as you said, Jim, we're becoming a society full of things that you can't attach.
We leverage intellectual property more than physical property.
That's right. That's right. So we need to be able to provide the basic tool that's the phone, the computer, the desk, mm-hmm. the chair. We need to be able to help people work remotely and understand.
But we don't.
How to do that.
We don't just need tax deductions for that, though.
No.
Because you know that presumes you're making a profit, and for the next year or so, profit is not the issue.
That's right.
Cash flow and revenue is the issue.
That's right. Cash flow and revenue will be the issue. So it's a tax credit, and it needs to be able to accrue mm-hmm. so that when you are making a profit, you're actually getting a check back. You're getting a credit back. So these are the
when you get that letter. When you get that letter ready, Tom. And you decide to send it to Obama. Let me know if you need somebody to sign on to that or whatever, or help get it in the right hands. I'll do my best. I'll do whatever I can. I'll hold your coat, park your car, whatever it takes.
Well, we're getting it written, and we really need, obviously, every small business owner to really start talking to their congressmen and senators and really help understand this.
We'll be glad to contribute to that.
A disaster recovery fund, and right now small businesses are in disaster.
I agree with you. iBank.com. Tom Markle, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Folks,
check out that website. It'll help you. I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.